Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. As data centers continue to pop up around Nashville, local leaders are looking to regulate. The city's mayor told Our Daily Show he's keeping an eye on the situation.
I mean, the biggest three things that are concerns and considerations here tend to be access to electricity, access to water, and then is there any pollution source associated with it.
Meanwhile, members of the Metro Council have introduced a zoning bill to restrict massive data centers, including any over 500,000 square feet. Centers between 100,000 and 500,000 square feet would have to secure a special exemption and undergo a public hearing. Tennessee already has 60 data centers. More than a third of them are located in and around Nashville. Just this week, the Nashville Business Journal reported a developer's plans to demolish two buildings and build a new center near the zoo. The rules governing Tennessee's hemp industry are going to change in about a month. That's because of a combination of adjustments to both the state and federal regulations around it. On July 1st, the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission, or ABC, will fully take over oversight of hemp. Task 1 for ABC will be enforcing a ban on many of the state's most popular hemp-derived cannabis products. That will mark the end of a deal that gave the hemp industry more time to keep selling marijuana-like products such as THCA. Those had been available under a federal loophole, which is closing. The Tennessee Lookout reports nearly three-quarters of all current hemp sales involve products that will no longer be allowed. At the same time, President Trump's administration has reclassified marijuana. Rather than categorizing it as a dangerous, addictive drug, it is now considered a Schedule 3 as a recognition of its potential medical benefits. A Middle Tennessee 8th grader was eliminated from the Scripps National Spelling Bee yesterday. Marion Jenkins attends Woodland Middle School in Williamson County. She was one of about 250 kids from across the country competing in the Spelling Bee, which kicked off in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. Jenkins passed the first and second rounds of the competition, but was eliminated on Wednesday after she misspelled the word Cinematheque. That's a small movie house specializing in avant-garde films. No Tennessee spellers remain in the competition.